Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players now has 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill in the blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Peter, we have a 3-way tie for first place. Each of our panelists, Paula, PJ, and Curie, has 3 points.
All right, we've used a random selection to decide the order. Curie, you're up first. Fill in the blank. On Monday, President Obama lifted restrictions against using federal money for research on blanks.
Stem cells.
Right. The U.S. military announced that the number of troops in blank would be reduced by around 12,000 in the next 6 months.
Iraq.
Right. To pray for peace in the Middle East, the blank is planning his first trip to the Holy Land.
Pope.
Right. Images from Mars indicate that the lander may have found evidence of blank.
Water.
Yeah, liquid water. A city council meeting in Ohio had to call a temporary recess after someone began using a blank.
A taser?
No, a fart machine. The iFart, to be specific. The National Museum of American History discovered a secret message engraved inside a watch owned by blank.
Abraham Lincoln.
Right. The new owner announced that they would be changing the name of Chicago's tallest building from the blank to the Willis Tower.
Sears.
Sears Tower, yeah. Police in Germany were forced to rescue a woman trying out a new car when she got stuck blanking.
When she gets stuck in the drive-thru.
No, going around and around and around a roundabout. She couldn't figure out how to get off.
Oh, poor thing.
Andrea Zimmer had made about 50 circuits before fellow motorists noticed she was stuck and called two police cars to escort her off. Explained Zimmer, I couldn't seem to get to one of the exits, but I have to admit I got a very good feel for my new car and its handling. I think I can safely say it takes roundabouts pretty well.
Tell her not to move to Massachusetts.
No,
yeah.
Oh yeah. I spent a month on one outside Fresh Pond. All right. Carl, how did Curie do in our quiz?
6 correct answers, Peter, for 12 more points.
Oh,
Curie
well
now
done.
Has 15 points and the lead.
All right.
We're sunk, Paula.
All right, PJ, you are up next. Fill in the blank. President Obama signed the $410 billion spending package on Wednesday, even though he thought it was, quote, blank.
Full of pork.
No, he said it was imperfect. That was his word. Flying debris forced the temporary evacuation of the blank on Thursday.
I don't know.
International Space Station. The Iraqi journalist who threw blanks at President Bush was convicted of assaulting a foreign leader.
Shoes.
Right. 16 people were arrested in Maryland after a brawl broke out at a concert to promote blank.
Peace.
Yes. Because royalty negotiations broke down, internet users in the UK are now unable to watch video clips on blank.
YouTube.
Right. Late night talk show host blank has scheduled a free stand-up performance for the unemployed in Detroit.
Jimmy Fallon?
No, Jay Leno. Oh. British emergency services have responded to dozens of calls about a horse trapped and sinking in the marshes when, in fact, the horse blank.
I don't know. It was just taking a nap.
No, it just has really short legs.
I was thinking that.
Owner Sandra Witcher is...
I didn't want to sound stupid.
No. You're not as stupid as the people who call the police. Oh, my God. The horse is sinking into the ground somehow. Rescue the horse. Owner Sandra Witcher is continuing putting a sign up next to Mayflower the pony. Tell passers-by that Mayflower, nicknamed Shorty, do horses have nicknames? is just fine and not sinking into the muck. Says Witcher, we've had animal rescuers, the police, and the fire brigade up here. When they get here, Mayflower sees them and just runs off, so they realize she's not stuck at all.
Okay.
Carl, how did PJ do?
PJ had 3 correct answers for 6 more points. Yeah. He now has 9 points. Curie still has the lead with 15.
Okay, how many does Paula need to win?
She needs 6 to tie, 7 to win outright.
How about just to lose like there's no tomorrow?
All right, Paula, this is for the game. Fill in the blank. On Tuesday, President Obama said he supports the idea of merit pay for the best blanks.
Teachers.
Right. 5 terrorists being held at Guantanamo bragged this week about masterminding the attacks on blank.
On the trade towers?
Right. The offices of President Obama's choice for chief information officer were raided by the blank on Thursday.
By the blank... Dora the Explorer.
FBI. A gas leak forced NASA to postpone this week's scheduled launch of the blank.
Of the space shuttle.
Right. An Australian man said he thought he was being attacked by a lunatic ninja when he woke up to find a blank.
Kangaroo.
Yeah, jumping on his bed. Because of the controversy over criminal charges facing him, blank withdrew from Nickelodeon's Kids' Choice Awards.
Oh, gee. Brown, Chris Brown.
Yes. After 35 years in the job, the real-life bartender at the Boston Tavern that inspired the show Blank was laid off.
Cheers.
Right. A new restaurant in Boise is getting a lot of attention, not for its food, but because it's named Blank.
Yucky stuff on a plate.
No. This will seem anticlimactic now, but the restaurant in Boise is named Boobies. This is not some Hooters knockoff like Jug's Creamery or America's Chest Kitchen. No. This place was named for the owner's beloved dog, Booby. Pictures of Booby. I say Booby. Adorned the walls. It wouldn't be such a problem if the restaurant wasn't up the road from elementary school. At least 5 school buses pass by every day with dozens of kids screaming, Booby! Carl, did Paula do well enough to win?
She needed at least 6 to tie, and she had 6 correct answers. Oh, so with 15 sakes. Points, Paula Poundstone and Kerry O'Connor are this week's co-champions.
Well done.
Right. I knew you.
Well done.